You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I wanted to find something for you tonight. The definition for pervert. It means to lead someone away from what is considered right, natural, or acceptable.
There's no such thing as someone else's child.
The question today is, who is the pervert?
No such thing as someone else's child.
We know who the perverts are. There's one political party in this country that supports this junk. It's the Democrat Party. It's a party that castrates children, mutilates children, perverts children, grooms children, murders children, and indoctrinates children. We know who the perverts are. Who is the pervert?
Our nation's children are all our children.
All over the U.S., they're passing laws or set to pass laws where schools talk to children as young as 5 years old.
The world conspiracy is in inept hands right now. Whereas prior to the first half of the 20th century, it was in very expert hands. The old guard died off. You don't have your Cecil Rhodes anymore, and you don't have your Lord Kitcheners anymore, you know. So the new brats that came in to rule the system in the place of their fathers are fucking cuckoo, and they're inept at running the machine. But the one thing that they still maintain is fear. Right? So our modern age is an age of anxiety and also fear, because fear is the mind killer. And so they manufacture all sorts of Dr. Strangelove Frankensteinian stories about the world to come, and you just go, well, that's it, we'll be immobilized, I'll have a band and or my cell phone, and they'll know where I am, and I won't be able to move, and I won't be able to do it. And all of this is potentially true. But there's an equal case for the possibility of bringing those things to bear, as much as there is the theory that they can be put in place. Anyone who studied the Brotherhood for 5 minutes properly and sincerely knows that it is through the fear that they generate within me that they not only feed off, but control us all. It's an invisible enemy. The other stuff, at least, you know, maybe I can do something about that, or move to the country, or, you know, so the human race might rise up and might. But while I'm waiting for that, I'm drowning in psychological terror. That is the control mechanism. That is the control mechanism. The fear is the mind killer.
The main character in Frank Herbert's Dune uses a mantra to overcome his fears. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past me, I will turn to see fear's path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. And from the Book of Psalms, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Fear is natural, but to dwell there only breeds despair. The power of our free will is most pertinent in the mind, where we have sway over our thoughts, focus, and decisions. Staying positive isn't just for restorative retreats on the beach. It's the solution to every problem we face. Even under the highest stress, the military is trained to maintain esprit de corps at all levels. A common spirit of a group, inspiring enthusiasm, devotion, and honor for that group. Positive feelings prevail in every endeavor, including battle. Artificial intelligence seems to understand this as well. In Cliff High's recent Shadow Wars, AI program ChatGPT was prompted to help develop a story about a world that has been ruled for thousands of years by a non-human species that hides in the shadows and uses media, government, and education to brainwash the masses and control them with fear. ChatGPT was asked, what strategies and tactics...
We are waging the shadow war, or the war against the shadows. Fear is the mind killer. That's the latest from Greg Reese. Band.video. Share those links. We'll be right back to the American Journal and your Daily Dispatch.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
It's Thursday, April 27th, year of our Lord, 2023. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I am your host, Harrison Smith.
Three, two,
we have a lot, I have a lot to show you today. I have a lot of videos to get to. We will, of course, be taking your calls throughout the show as well this morning. We have a lot of videos from congressional hearings today. Randy Weingarten is in the hot seat, as well as several others, and we're going to get to as many of these as possible. Samantha Power being asked by Rand Paul if they funded coronavirus research in China. I have several minutes worth of questioning here. I'm not sure if we have a single answer in any of these. I'm not sure if a single question actually gets answered. It's really a masterclass in bureaucratic rhetoric that we see on display. But we'll talk about that and what all of that portends. We'll also, of course, talk a little bit more about the Tucker Carlson controversy. Tucker Carlson released a video yesterday that by itself got something like 10 times as many views as CNN, and actually has been seen by twice as many people as his average nightly viewership when he had his show last week. So we'll show you that and talk about that as well. Some conflict in Florida, some bizarre things happening in Florida with Disney suing the Florida government, and Florida government themselves passing the most stringent anti-hate laws in the country. You know, yesterday the word of the day is gaslighting. Today's word of the day is going to be hate. It means nothing. It literally means nothing. It's a truly bizarre linguistic development these days that they claim literally anything they don't like is hate. Anything they hate is hate. Anything that contradicts the establishment is hate. It's a development I'm not even sure Orwell could have conceived of with all of his foresight. I mean, they had the 2 minutes of hate, but that was like an expelling of actual hate that had been fostered in the minds of the people. Instead, what's happened now is you just have this term hate that just is an excuse to silence the people you don't like. Oh, were you questioning coronavirus? You must be hateful. Do you not want your country's borders to be wide open and have 2 million people in a single year cross illegally? Oh, you must be filled with hate then. That's a hateful position to hold. It's been extremely useful to our enemies to just be able to claim everything that we believe comes from some font of hate. It just means they don't have to listen to any of our objections if they can just say it's because you're hateful. It's extremely useful, and we'll talk about how this has evolved and taken place. We'll be talking about as much as we can about, you know, the international landscape as well, as it really does seem like the inevitable war with China is becoming increasingly dangerous. We'll get into all of that and more. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023. U.S. claims Sudan too dangerous to evacuate Americans, while the rest of the world safely removes their citizens. At least two Americans have been killed in Sudan in recent weeks. On Saturday, staff at the U.S. Embassy in Khartoum were instructed to suspend operations and leave the country. Quote, the only way we could do this safely for all of our diplomatic personnel was to rely on the capabilities of our military colleagues, said Ambassador John Bass, State Department Undersecretary for Management. Sudan Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan speaks following the signature of an initial deal aimed at ending a deep crisis caused by last year's military coup in Khartoum. The operation was fast and clean, with service members spending less than an hour on the ground in Khartoum, said Lieutenant General D.A. Sims, Director of Operations of the Joint Staff. Helicopters flew into Khartoum without taking any fire and safely left the country with the embassy staff members. The U.S. assistance for Americans remaining in Sudan is largely limited to phone and virtual help. it's like a teledoc, only you're trying to flee a war-torn country and you're ambassadors and embassy have been carried away by helicopters, but you yourself are stuck. France has evacuated more than 500 people from 41 different countries. The United Kingdom is using its military to evacuate civilians from an airport outside Khartoum. Saudi Arabia evacuated about 2,150 people by ship from Sudan, including 114 Saudi citizens and more than 2,000 evacuees from 62 other nations, according to the state-run news service. Egypt has evacuated more than 1,500 of its citizens. America, though, yeah, we just can't to be bothered, actually. Can't be bothered. Again, we'll get into what's happening in Sudan a little bit later. Meanwhile, Proud Boys leader awaiting January 6th sedition verdict assails Justice Department. Quote, I'm the next stepping stone, Tario said in the call, which was broadcast to a free-willing Twitter space organized by the Gateway Pundit, the far-right media outlet known for promoting reality theories about January 6th in the government. Tario's attorneys used their closing argument in court Tuesday morning to lay blame for the January 6th Capitol at the feet of Donald Trump, who they say bore the ultimate responsibility for riling up supporters and aiming them at Congress. Tario praised his legal team, but declined to elaborate on their contention. But his legal claim stands at odds with many of Tario's far-right supporters who have, with no evidence, characterized January 6th as government setup fueled by undercover agents or the result of left-wing agitators. Of course, you gotta wonder what they're thinking when they say things like, with no evidence. It's like, you know, no evidence other than the congressional testimony, the official, you know, under oath admission that there were, in fact, a huge number of undercover officers and agents and activists from the FBI and the, elsewhere in the Justice Department and from the Capitol Police and from the Metropolitan Police all infiltrating the crowd in huge numbers. Also, the video of the left-wing agitators dressing in Trump gear. Also, the admission from left-wing agitators that they did that on video. Also, the, you know, undercover video or behind-the-scenes body cam footage that has come out in recent months showing the police themselves saying, we've been set up, this is a setup, being confused what's going on. I mean, except for the overwhelming amount of evidence, there is no evidence. So, I mean, I get why they say that there's no evidence, because they're ignoring all of the evidence, but it's just one of those things I guess we have to deal with. But yeah, the jury is out with Enrique Tarrio and Joe Biggs. We await their decision, whether they go along with the government's contention that somehow a bunch of unconnected right-wing activists were somehow staging a seditious conspiracy to overthrow the United States government by wandering around the Capitol. Maybe they believe that. Maybe that is what they believe. Maybe there is no hope. Or maybe the light will shine through and they'll recognize that this is exactly what it is, which is the United States government using a fabricated, orchestrated really a riot. They're using a riot. They're using an out-of-control riot that only got out of control once the police started firing flashbangs into a totally peaceful crowd, but maybe they'll see it for what it is, just the simple exercise of tyranny, just the uncomplicated persecution of dissidents in a country that once uplifted the political minority and now seeks to utterly and ruthlessly destroy them. Meanwhile, Biden cheat sheet reveals Los Angeles Times Journal submitted questions to White House in advance. We'll get into this on the other side. But this isn't even like a scoop. This isn't even like a we caught him type of thing. At this point, the establishment, the deep state, they're so thoroughly in control. They're so thoroughly open about all of politics just being a charade that they're just like, it's just Biden coming out with the cheat sheet being like, okay, let me just read from this cheat sheet here. We have a cheat sheet I'm reading from.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most powerful that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda, the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book.
or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Continuing on our daily dispatch. Joe Biden photographed holding a cheat sheet with pre-approved questions from Los Angeles Times White House reporter Courtney Strubramanian during one of his ultra-rare press conferences on Wednesday. And I don't know if y'all covered it, but because it was earlier this week, we didn't cover it yesterday too much, but there's a big journalist revolt in the White House briefing room where a bunch of journalists were demanding to actually be able to field question, or like question the President of the United States, pointing out how many press conferences Trump did in comparison, just basically saying, what is going on here? Why will the president not face our questions? It's a lot of bad press for the Biden White House. It's people asking, why can't Joe defend his positions? Why won't he take questions from us? Which is just crazy, because when Trump would go out and take questions, they were the most ridiculous questions you can possibly imagine, right? He just had a room full of hateful little psychopaths who were trying desperately to do everything they could to insinuate that he was evil itself incarnate. Joe Biden, meanwhile, has a press room full of drooling sycophants, and he can't face him. He can't go face him. I remember my favorite one from the Trump administration was, sir, do you believe slavery is bad? Do you believe slavery's bad, sir? Right? Those are the types of questions Donald Trump would get. Type of questions Joe Biden gets are like, what's your favorite type of ice cream, sir? Can you tell us your secret to remaining so fit and handsome? And he just can't handle it. He can't handle the most softball questions you can possibly imagine. And so it seems like in response to, you know, this complaint people have that the President of the United States seems incapable of answering the most basic questions, they're like, all right, we'll go out and we'll do a press conference. We'll just, the entire thing will be scripted front to back. We'll have you scripted who you're supposed to call on. We'll have pre-approved questions. You'll have a card with the answers on it. It's practically just going up and reading off teleprompter. So he's not really taking questions. That's not what's happening here. He didn't actually take questions from reporters. They got in front of cameras and performed a little skit for us, a little charade, a little kabuki theater. And honestly, it's like, it's one thing, and because this has happened about a dozen times since Biden took office, that he goes up to the podium and people taking pictures of him catch that he's got the pre-scripted, just everything about the press conference is preordained. So that keeps happening, right? Offshore wind dropped by secret. You enter the Roosevelt room and say hello to participants. You take your seat. Press enters. You sniff the child. You take orders from the Easter Bunny. So yeah, the whole thing's just scripted. The whole thing is just a poorly acted performance for the stupid people. And at this point, like, it doesn't even seem like he's hiding it. He's literally just walking out there with the script in his hand, and he sets it down. And it's just like, okay, it looks like, who am I supposed to call on here? And it's like the whole name spelled out phonetically as he reads it out. I mean, they're not even hiding at this point. This is the level of disdain they hold for the American people. They aren't even pretending to want to do things in a real fashion. They're just like, oh, we're acting, we're all pretending here, so you all have to play along or else you're domestic terrorists. It really is just completely insane. We have clips of this that, we'll go to those in just a second. Let me finish up with this. Meanwhile, transgender lawmaker censured by Montana House Republicans, Zephyr, I guess its name is, Slammed Republican legislators over gender-affirming care ban. The Montana House voted on Wednesday to censure the state's first openly transgender legislator, Zoe Zephyr, openly, as if there have been others. Maybe some slipped under the radar there. No, we don't know. Who's to say? Who called for her colleagues to vote against gender-affirming care ban for transgender youth. The House voted 68-32 to censure Zephyr, who's barred from participating from the House floor. Zephyr said that she will continue to stand behind her beliefs after the censure. Quote, as I left the House chambers, I pressed my light to speak, a reminder that this legislator is removing 11,000 Montanans from discussion on every bill going forward. Yeah, here's the problem, though. They voted for you. So, I mean, are these the people that we want in a discussion of any sort? Like, are these people we want to actually have a say and actually be able to make a difference in the prosecution of our government? Like, no. They voted for you. They shouldn't get to vote anymore. I mean, they shouldn't get to participate whatsoever. Like, this was a test and 11,000 people failed, obviously. So, we don't feel bad for them. You're a petulant moron, and yet they voted for you. So, I mean, come on. These are the type of people you want, like, talking about real things like policy? No. No, you're an annoying dummy and can go away now. I'm trying to even find what the thing is this person did in this article. ABC News, right? They won't actually tell you what the article, what the thing is. It's just, I mean, that you gotta wonder, like, when people read these articles, do they realize they're missing something? Like, it happens to me every once in a while with, like, friends I'm talking to, where they're just describing, or just anybody, you know, right? They're describing, like, how somebody else is just being totally ridiculous. And they're just like, yeah, like, this person just, like, they won't let me, like, talk to them. They won't do this. They won't do that. And it's like, I feel like I'm missing something. What did you do? What did you do that made them act this way? Because there's something missing. Either the person you're describing is crazy because they're just being super mean to you for no reason, or you're leaving out a pretty important part of the story that you're telling, right? So throughout the whole first page of this, they're like, I'll stand up for what I believe. I will defend my words. I rose up in defense of my community. I will not apologize. And it's like, but what did they do? But what did they do? Did they lash out in some way that is unbecoming of a respected position in a state government? Did they lead a march on the Capitol and go outside of their purview and their responsibilities as an elected representative to instead encourage a mob to take direct action, tyranny of the minority, to circumvent the due process of our government in order to impose their will on the rest of the citizens outside of the electoral process? Was it something like that? Did you forget to mention that that's what happened? So all of this grandstanding about I will stand by my words has nothing to do with it when the reality is that you violated the rules of decorum and are being punished as explicitly dictated by the law? Okay. All right. But hey, it's all over gender affirming care. I mean, if, you know, we got these proud activists, these, you know, incredibly, well, annoying, just incredibly annoying activists that are willing to destroy their lives and their careers so that we can castrate children. That's what they believe in. That's what they're willing to fight for.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the AlexaPure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. So it's good to get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We really didn't talk too much yesterday about Tucker Carlson. And we'll fix that today. People have been posting things like images of all the different video thumbnails where literally every single person on the right wing saying, here's the real deal about Tucker Carlson getting fired. And most of it's just sourced from rumors and nonsense. Probably the only one actually worth listening to is, ironically, Alex Jones, right? Because he actually talks to these people behind the scenes and will tell you what they tell him, right? He'll just say it. So you actually may get some unique views, or the views of the people actually involved in the process. So a little bit different than, you know, just reading off what the press release from Fox News says or what that Abby Gross woman claims. Grossman. Whoops, little slip of the tongue there. Her name is Grossman, but I called her Gross Woman by accident. Whoops. But I mean, there is no one reason why Tucker Carlson got removed. And really, that is the key to understanding it. Over the last year or so, at least, there has been a concerted effort, meaning acting in concert, from the New York Times, from the deep state, from the Democrat lawmakers, from Republican lawmakers, even in some circumstances, from other Fox News hosts, certainly from the mainstream media, the New York Times and the, you know, talking heads at CNN. I mean, there has been a massive push to get Tucker Carlson removed for whatever reason they can come up with, right? It's like Donald Trump, you know, being charged with a crime. It's just like they don't like Tucker Carlson being on air. They don't like the things that he covers or the stuff that he talks about. And so if you need the ADL to call him anti-Semitic, then do that. If you need the New York Times to claim that his rhetoric is dangerous and is inspiring hate in the people, then go ahead and claim that. If you need other people to claim that the work culture behind the scenes was very offensive to me, an idiot, then do that. You know, whatever. And that's sort of the key to this. This is the multi-front attack that anybody standing up against the establishment faces at this point. It's not going to be based on reality. It's not going to be coming from one direction. It's going to be coming from all directions using whatever the hell works, right? And they're doing it with media outlets across the spectrum and, of course, InfoWars was the test case in all of this. You know, Newsmax is still facing a Dominion lawsuit for hundreds of millions of dollars. Fox News likely removed Tucker having something to do with the Dominion lawsuit, even though it wasn't Tucker that was one of the people being sued for his coverage. Certainly Dominion, just like all of these other globalist institutions, had a vested interest in removing Tucker Carlson, so that very well could have been in some of the backroom dealings, fine print agreement when it came to the settlement with Dominion. But again, if they can just destroy your reputation in the media, that's very convenient for them. It's like the least amount of work they can do. Journalists lying. I mean, you might as well tell a dog to walk on all fours, right? It's just what they do. They just lie about their enemies. So get them to do that on Tucker Carlson. Get them to do it about InfoWars. Get them to do it about whoever you hate. Write smears. Make it sound like you're very concerned. You're concerned about the dangerous rhetoric here. So free speech, not anymore. Okay, sweetie. Then just destroy the reputation and destroy them, you know, through the media. They'll do that. Or they'll sue them on some spurious charge, or they'll send the DOJ after them, or they'll get the Chuck Schumers and the other elected officials to lean on Fox and say, well, not only will we not go on Tucker Carlson's show, we'll not go on any of your shows anymore. If you want access to elected representatives to interview, you have to fire Tucker Carlson. Right? And we know this is the way this works with many of the, you know, behind the scenes hot mic revelations. You think about the ABC producer who had the Jeffrey Epstein story years before anybody else, and yet it was scuttled. It was not allowed to go to air. Why? Because, well, if we were to cover Jeffrey Epstein, then we wouldn't get that big interview with Harry and Meghan. Old Harry Megs. Right? So, you know, this is how powerful people work. They go, if you don't fire this person, if you don't shut down this coverage, then you won't be able to interview us. We'll go to your competitors and do an interview with them, and they'll get the big ratings and they'll get the prestige that comes with getting these big interviews. So we'll talk a little bit more about what exactly is happening with Tucker Carlson here in a second, but I do want to go to the video he released yesterday. As of airtime now, he has something like 48.5 million views on Twitter, which is astronomical, significantly many, many times bigger than his nightly show ever got. But we'll listen to what Tucker Carlson has to say and, you know, continue learning from what's going on here. Because again, it's not just like, oh, Tucker Carlson was fired because of this, because this. No, no, it's because of all of these various things and nothing, right? It's because he was not as controlled as everybody else. It's because he was covering things that nobody else was covering. And it's because of this that there was a massive, full-spectrum, concerted effort to remove him by the media, by the deep state, by the politicians, by the corporate interests, right? Corporate boycotts against Tucker Carlson were not anything new. And these, of course, for the most part, were spearheaded by and orchestrated by organizations like the ADL to try to get them to pull advertisers to, again, pressure Fox. And so Fox is under this immense pressure to get rid of Tucker Carlson. And frankly, I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did. But here's the video he released on Twitter yesterday. Looks like he's back in his old studio, which is interesting. But let's hear what he has to say, and we'll break this down on the other side. Let's watch.
Good evening. It's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people. People who really care about what's true. And a bunch of hilarious people also. A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
As long as you can hear the words. What words? The words are InfoWars was right. The words are InfoWars.com, band.video. That's where people are telling the truth.
And something I really want you to think about, Ultimate Krill Oil. We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top krill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef where you have the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100 and where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil if you've not had krill oil. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I had the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Get your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away. InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success.
We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Video that you just watched from Tucker Carlson has received many, many more times the number of views than his show did, which his show consistently got many, many times the viewership of his competitors from The Independent. They have a live Tucker Carlson news page with constant updates, like this is the war in Ukraine or something. They say fired Fox News host's blistering Twitter video beats network's ratings. Was it blistering? Seemed pretty jolly to me. Jolly would be the word I would use to describe that video. Starting off talking about how outside of the manufactured contentiousness of the media landscape, your average American is a joyful, funny, good person. But this is a blistering thing, according to the paper. Of course, the most important point that he makes during that video, which again, you know, it's like something that everybody knows, but every once in a while somebody says something that you just go, oh yeah, yeah, that is kind of weird, isn't it? It is kind of weird that we don't have debates on the most important topics that our country faces. It's not like these topics are not acted upon by the government. It's not like the topics that he's talking about are not central to policy being made and wars being waged. It's just that there's no discussion about them. There's no debate about it. The control mechanism is so thoroughly entrenched at this point that discussion about these topics is obsolete, unnecessary, right? There is no consensus. There is dictation. There's no need for the people sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine to justify why they're doing it. Just like there's no reason for the climate change fanatics to actually explain the process by which CO2 represents an existential threat to the human population. They just say it, and the media goes along with it. You start asking questions, and it all falls apart. My son at 2 has entered into the why phase, right? Where he's just asking why about everything, even things that don't they don't have an answer. Why? Or the answer is obvious. And that's sort of all you need to break down the entire apparatus of control that exists right now. Just ask why, like 3 or 4 times. Right? We're sending $100 billion to Ukraine. Why? Well, they're being invaded by Russia. Why? Well, don't worry about it. Well, don't worry about that. Don't ask why 3 times. No, that's too many. Just know that we're sending $100 billion to Ukraine because democracy. Is it a democracy? Well, just stop asking questions. Stop it. Stop asking questions, right? We need to shut down cows. We need to get rid of cows. We need to get rid of rice. Rice shouldn't be grown anymore. Like, that's the latest, right? They've gone from, you know, we need to get rid of cars that burn fuel to cows because of methane. Now they're going after rice because rice is a plant, and plants interact with their environment. They take in certain chemicals and release others, and that's a natural process, and nature stands in the way of these psychopaths' total control. So no asking questions about why. Just understand that. So it goes like this. We need to get rid of cows. Why? Well, they release CO2. Why is that bad? Well, CO2 is destroying the world. Okay, how? Why? Why is it destroying? How is CO2 destroying the world? CO2 is destroying the world. Greenhouse gases. I thought greenhouse gases were, I thought you didn't use that term anymore because it's proven not to be true. I thought that was a theory in the 90s that they've dropped since then. Okay, just stop asking questions. So there's no debate. There's just dictation. There's no discussion about this stuff. There is just a lie that is, you know, expounded from on high, and everybody else just agrees and nods and goes along with it and then attacks anybody who's asking questions about it. So again, I mean, just going through some of these. Oh, and by the way, it seems to happen every time where people are like, well, Fox News is one thing, but Tucker Carlson is beyond the pale. Tucker Carlson can't be allowed to continue. I mean, Fox News is bad as it is, but Tucker Carlson is the real issue here. So Fox News bends the knee. Okay, we're so sorry we allowed Tucker Carlson. He's fired now. Are we good? And you go to the LA Times, letters to the editor. Fox News without Tucker Carlson is still dishonest and dangerous. Oh, you thought by bending to their will they were going to be done with you? Has nobody learned how this works yet so far? If you give them an inch, they will take it a mile. If you capitulate to their demands, that's throwing chum in the water for the sharks. You are just gathering more sharks. You are just telling them that their activities work, that their activism or blackmail or whatever it happens to be is effective, and then they'll use it to go after the next one down the rung. Like, I don't know how many times we have to go through this before people realize that this is the way it goes. Oh, well, I mean, it's Alex Jones, so kick him off big tech. I mean, you can kick Alex Jones off big tech because, you know, it's Alex Jones. And it's just like, okay, great. We're done with kicking him off. Now who's next? Now who is next to come under the concerted fire of these people? And again, it's very weird because all of this just happens at the, like, it's allowed to happen. All of this is just allowed to happen. Right? Again, it's like when I give in to my 2-year-old son. Like, it's just cause he's so loud. He can't actually make me do anything. I'm way stronger than him. Like, any of these people could just stand up against the annoying little rats at the ADL, right? But they don't. They just don't. They just eventually just go, oh my God, these people won't shut up. Fine, we're getting rid of Tucker Carlson. As if that's going to placate the psychopaths that are after total control. The only thing that's going to stop these people is standing up to them. The only thing that's going to stop this march of tyranny is when good people just have a modicum of bravery. Just like a little bit, just like a tiny little bit of chutzpah, of just the ability to withstand criticism. That's all you need. It's very simple. It's not complicated. It's not hard. It's not a major ask of anybody to just ignore the weirdos like Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL. Just ignore him. He's just nobody. He's nobody. He's never done anything. He's never accomplished anything. And he looks like a worm. Why are you listening to him? It's very weird. So again, just going through some of these. Why BlackRock fired Tucker? Or I'm sorry, what? Well, am I though? Was that a slip of the tongue? Or was that a glimpse beyond the curtain? Why Fox fired Tucker, BlackRock, replacement theory, and the ADL? Why did Fox News fire Tucker Carlson? The story at Infowars.com. Some claim Tucker had planned to leave the network all along and merely resigned, but Bill O'Reilly contradicts that. Says they were planning his show on Monday afternoon, only to realize that they were fired. He said another explanation given is the Dominion voting systems. That was contradicted by Megyn Kelly. She pointed out Tucker was not even among the promoters of Fox, on Fox, of the theory that election had been rigged using Dominion. So probably didn't have too much to do with that. Although, you know, that's what these people do, right? You put them in a position of power, right? Even if it's, you know, okay, as Dominion, you now, you know, Fox has opened the door to being sued. So now you can get stuff that you want. It's not about like correcting the record. It's like now you have power. Now you have power over them. Use it. Use it to your own ends. Right? In the same way that all of this always works. Oh, you're a politician now. You have been entrusted to represent the views of your diverse community. And they're like, no. Now I have power and I'll use it to my own ends. Regardless of what the power was given to me to achieve, I have the power now. I'll use it however I want. So, probably, you know, maybe it wasn't Dominion in, you know, probably wasn't Tucker Carlson planning to do this the whole time. In February, BlackRock Inc. increased its position at Fox Corporation. BlackRock now owns 15.1% of the company. BlackRock's enhanced position in Fox Corporation explains in part the Tucker dismissal, and it was a dismissal, not Tucker's choice. BlackRock also has enormous holdings in pharmaceutical companies as one of the three largest shareholders of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Merck. Okay, and Tucker Carlson's been pretty anti-pharmaceutical companies. Perhaps most significant was the ADL's call for Tucker's removal. Tucker consistently claimed that the Democratic Party is attempting to replace the American electorate with illegal immigrants, and the ADL called for Tucker Carlson to be deplatformed for holding to the great replacement theory as well as other views that the ADL forbids. That the ADL forbids, right? The ADL forbids it? Okay. So? Well, InfoWars forbids talking about this. Fire them. These people are no one. You can ignore them. So, is it any of these one things? No, it's all of these things. It is the vast array of censors that are getting their way at this point.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour begins here at American Journal. I guess we'll just continue talking about Tucker Carlson for the next 5 minutes. I know it's what a lot of people are really interested in. Because something's not adding up, right? There's something missing from this puzzle. Everybody just recognizes that we're not getting the full story, so speculation is running rampant as to what that full story might be. To me, the important thing to understand about all of this is it gives you insight into the full spectrum thought control that is being implemented across the country through every method of coercion, blackmail and force that they can muster. Again, the ADL was ecstatic over this. I don't know why the ADL is even allowed to exist at this point. Like, what do they do? Who are they? What do they do exactly? They literally are just a bunch of Jewish billionaires that just blackmail people into not discussing George Soros. What? And then they're treated as some sort of respected outlet or something. Like, they were founded to protect and cover up the rape and murder of a child. What? Do people not know this? They have the and this guy Henry McNamara. Just kidding, Jonathan Greenblatt. But again, he's literally nobody, right? Nobody voted for him. He's never accomplished anything. This is the weird part. If you just look at this with just like an alien would look at it, like somebody who is totally unfamiliar with like the weird way that all of this has come about, and you just look at it as if you're waking up from a coma or something, it's just like, well, Tucker Carlson, the most popular host in Fox history, maybe. Certainly, currently, the most popular host they had. Biggest moneymaker, biggest draw, biggest attention grabber. And it's one of those things where, like, you get the capitalism is dead, right? You get that doesn't exist anymore. We have moved away from capitalism into stakeholder capitalism, stakeholder. Just WEF nonsense. Because the idea of capitalism is like you do whatever makes you money. Everything that's happening now is losing all of these companies' money, but they're doing it anyway. And they're doing it for ideological impetus. You don't fire your most popular host because it makes you money. And again, I don't understand, like, where are the shareholders of the Fox News Corporation? Oh, right. It's BlackRock. Oh, right. It's BlackRock that owns 15% of Fox News. But like, aren't there private people who own shares of Fox? How are they not outraged that their money is being stolen from them to grandstand about Tucker Carlson? This makes no sense. These people are making decisions that lose them, themselves, their corporation, all of their shareholders, just loses them billions of dollars. The viewership is down across the board at Fox by like half. Like, it's crazy. The Greg Gutfeld show got like a third of the number of viewers it normally does yesterday because people are boycotting Fox now. So like, they make a decision knowingly, full well knowing that this is like Coca-Cola discontinuing Coke, right? They're like, yeah, we're just going to sell Diet Coke and Sierra Mist from now on. The shareholders of Coke just like, what? You got rid of your most popular product for what? Why? So you're just spending our money. You're stealing money from us to do some sort of political activism? Why is nobody suing them? Why is nobody care? It's just, it's so weird. It's so bizarre. All right, we'll move on. We'll move on from Tucker Carlson. But again, the takeaway on this isn't that there was some, you know, missing piece that, oh, that's the reason Tucker Carlson. It's that he was under attack from the media, from the activist groups, from the billionaire class, from the military industrial complex, from the pharmaceutical industry. So yeah, he got fired.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. A lot of videos to get to that I really do need to get to. Again, I see what happened to Tucker Carlson in sort of a wider view of what's happening across the board with American media. And a lot of stuff I see contributes to my gut feeling that what's happening here is a reconfiguration of the landscape ahead of a war. Just simply put. You know, I had a very interesting dinner party I got invited to a little over a week ago. I told everybody it was off the record, so I'm not going to actually talk about I'll just talk about them in the vaguest terms possible. You know, there's a clip, actually we had it in the folder yesterday, of Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan podcast, and what he says is the elites are all about the secrets of the universe, living forever and conquering the world. And there's no meme truer than the IQ curve, the genius and the midwit, right? On one side is the dummies with the low IQ. On the other side is the geniuses with super high IQ. And in the middle is the midwits. And it always seems like the dumbest people and the smartest people agree with each other. That's the video there. Do you think that when billionaires get together, they talk about transgender? Do you think they get together and talk about the latest HBO show? Do you think they get together and talk about sports? I've, in very weird ways, and not because of my own qualities, but because it happened to be the places where I find myself throughout my life, I've gotten to interact with a lot of extremely powerful people. The thing these people are interested in is the stuff we cover on InfoWars. Like, what you hear on InfoWars is not the, like, fringe beliefs of antisocial weirdos outside. It's what we talk about is what the most powerful people in the world talk about. Okay. So I was at this dinner party with just like, I really don't want to break their confidence, but just in the vaguest way possible, just like investors and engineers, some of the most powerful organizations in the country. Again, sort of happenstance that I got to hang out with these guys. And like, they know everything we know. And like, we're sitting there talking about like immortality tech, like technology that will make you immortal, and how it's already in practice, how it's already being implemented, how it's already being tested. It's in the testing phase for certain people, and how you can't have a world where everyone's immortal. So how do you decide who gets the immortality tech? Well, in the current construction of the world, there'd be a lot of strife when it comes to some people keeping the immortality tech for themselves while denying it to everybody else. And so you've got to do a whole bunch of stuff. You got to really cover the bases before you roll out something like that. So you look around the world and you see all these crazy changes being made. What you don't know is that the people initiating these changes at the very highest levels are doing it with a very long forethought, with very, very long plan ahead of them of where they're eventually trying to get, which is making themselves as gods and ruling the world as uncontested half-computer demigods, essentially. That's really what they think they're trying to achieve. And the people in the elite halls of power know this. And this is why, you know, a lot of the complaints about Donald Trump, it's like, you've got to understand the conversations Donald Trump has been a part of. You've got to understand the information that he still has access to as a former president. He still gets, you know, report, like intelligence reports and stuff. He has to, by law. And one of the things that the people in the know seem to be pretty certain about is that China is ramping up for an attack. Like very, very deliberately, very carefully. The people at the top understand that China is incredibly ambitious, incredibly capable in certain ways. Also incredibly troubling because nobody in the Chinese military has waged a war. Nobody in the Chinese military has been in conflict because China hasn't been in war for decades. America, our guys like know what it's like on the field, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan or Ukraine at this point. They actually know, you know, the reality on the ground. An army with no experience is way more dangerous than an experienced army. Like a general staff, a controlling staff of an army, if they don't know the reality, having lived through the reality of war, they're way more confident, way more believing that it's just, you know, it's going to be a piece of cake, that sort of thing. So you've got China, of course, menacing Taiwan in ways that they never have before. You've got Joe Biden meeting with the president of South Korea yesterday. We'll go to videos of that in the next segment. But you also have tens of thousands of Chinese nationals being funded by their government to go through Central America and through the southern border. I mean, videos of this have come out recently, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. Tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Chinese nationals still loyal to the Chinese government. Because why wouldn't they? If you've got a geopolitical enemy that makes it public and makes it well known, if you come to our southern border, we will process you as an asylum seeker and you will, you know, be granted passage into the United States, and then we won't track you. And the people are like, oh, now China is just like, all right, let's send like 10,000. And nobody notices. Nobody says anything. Like, okay, let's send 20,000. Let's send 30,000. Let's send 50,000 people across. And they'll be there ready to receive orders in communication with their handlers back in China or the Chinese police stations, of which there have been at least 7 discovered in America, more in Canada. Chinese corporations taking over American companies, Chinese control of our, you know, pharmaceuticals, so many other things. And so when you think about all this and you understand that the people at the top recognize this is going on, but are also sort of in favor of it in a lot of ways. I mean, that's how far gone America is now, that you have people like the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, actually talking to his Chinese counterparts and saying, don't worry, even if the president orders something, I won't do it. I'm loyal to you. I'll warn you before we do anything. Right? So it's not even like they're like on Chinese payroll. It's just like they are just subversive agents at the very top of our government. So you realize that not only do they know this is going on, they're kind of in favor of it in certain ways. But at the same time, they can't just roll over it. So when you see that they're opening up Alaska for oil exploration, that's strange. It's totally contradictory to everything else that they do. Why are they doing that? Well, maybe they understand that they need to start that process now so that when the big war starts 4, 5, 6 months from now, they'll be ready with the oil to prosecute it. It's all a roundabout way of saying what's happening in the media is they're getting ready for the entire media to fall into line and to push the story of world war and prevent the American people from fighting the American government once that war breaks out.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than 2 decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is the critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Big Picture Show. You can get into the weeds on all this sort of stuff. I mean, the important part is to expand it out to understanding the true scale of the takeover that we're experiencing right now. We have lots of videos of Randy Weingarten, who's the teacher union boss, basically was setting health policy for her political intentions. It's like you can get into the weed about all this and like, but to me, it's like you just have to zoom out. You just have to scale up your perspective to the sense that you're not talking about a particular, you know, coordination between this CDC and the teachers union, but understanding that the people at the top of all of these organizations are working hand in hand, coordinating and cooperating to destroy the American public wholesale. What other excuse is there for this? Like the scale of evil that we are contending with at this point, it's almost unimaginable. And it's another thing that I don't understand. Cause basically I see our goal here at InfoWars to like inspire, like kindle the fire of awakening that's still just like sparks or embers in so many people. Like they pretty much get, they're kind of like, wow, things are kind of weird. The people in charge don't really seem to have my best interests in mind, but I don't really know how to fix that. And things obviously aren't going right. It's not working, but why aren't they? And who do we blame and how do we get back? And it's like our goal here is just to cut through all the confusion, cut through all the intricacies and the little details and the little pathetic lies of the enemy and just go, you're under attack. You are under attack right now. Your way of life, your children, your civilization are under concerted, unified, monolithic attack, and you need to fight back. And you need to stand up and you need to, like, it was one of those things I was thinking. I don't even know how to put it, but you know, you have this shooting that took place while I was out of the black kid trying to get into some guy's house. The guy shoots him and then there's like marches on the street, kids leaving school in the middle of the day to go march and demand justice. It's like, you don't even know what justice is. That's a whole nother point. You know, the question's always like, you know, on the same day, you had a 6-year-old white girl and her two parents shot by their black neighbor. And on one side, you're like, why are white people not marching? Why are we not marching? It's like, well, you know, white people don't need to do the performative bullcrap that Black Lives Matter does. It's based off of lies and totally nonsensical in that place. It's like what everybody needs is just people to do the right thing. Just people in power to just follow the law. Just do the right thing. Just check the boxes, follow the procedure, and just not warp everything out of recognition for their own ends. And things would be good. Like that idea. What is justice? Like kids marching are like demanding justice. What is justice to them? What does that even mean? They could not give you an answer because their perception of justice at this point is revenge. Do you think they understand there's a difference between revenge, vengeance, and justice? Is there a purpose for justice? Like, justice in this country, while it can be manipulated and destroyed a lot of times through, you know, jury infiltration, which has to be a concern that people start taking more seriously. I mean, how many times in the last couple of years have we seen, there's one in the Derek Chauvin trial where one of the people on the jury who later was giving interviews about convicting a police officer because George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. And he's pictured earlier like participating in Black Lives Matter riots and wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. And so you understand if he was honest about that, he would have never been put on the jury. So the left understands at this point, and they've been so radicalized across the board. You know, a good example is this like transgender lawmaker that was censured by the Montana House Republicans. You know, just her words are so extreme, so radical, so disconnected from reality and yet so violent. And it's just indicative of like how the left has been programmed at this point to believe that they are fighting for ultimate good, that white people and Christians and capitalism and America is the ultimate evil. And so they believe, I think I made the sort of analogy at some point saying, you know, if you are kidnapped by somebody and they have you chained in their basement, you can do whatever you want to get out. Like at that point, they are ultimate evil. You are the victim. And if you need to lie, if you need to trick them, if you need to fight them and hurt them, you do whatever you need to because you're being locked in their basement. Like all gloves are off. No rules of war in that situation. You need to throw boiling water on their face to get out. You do that because, and no one's going to look at you and go, boiling water, really? It's like, well, he locked you in a basement. So yeah, throw boiling water on his face. Lie to him. Trick him. Of course. Because the rules are off at that point. So the left and the liberals have been convinced that all of society is like that now. That their existence is in peril. That they are somehow hostages. Some deadly situation. And so, hey, lying to get on a jury, that's a small price to pay. I mean, that's nothing compared to the genocide they're convinced they're going through. So why wouldn't they lie to get on a jury and then, you know, use their position on that jury not to uphold their, you know, the oath that they take and uphold their position as a guardian of safety in the country, but rather as a agent of the left to get the conviction that they want, regardless of the truth. So this, you know, this transgender lawmaker is just like, if you're forcing trans children to go through puberty and it's tantamount to torture, right? I hope the next time you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands. And it's just like, what is this? You people are radical, hyperbolic psychopaths. But this is a representative, this is somebody people voted for. So that's how pervasive this view is at this point. So they don't even see it as like an immoral thing to lie or to cheat or to blackmail or to force. Because that's how disconnected from the reality they are.
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support. And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war.
And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours clean energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. Just get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We are halfway through the program this morning, and I've yet to even mention InfoWarsStore.com, and that's my fault. We're going to make up for it here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. After all, it's not just that we are doing the job that nobody else seems willing or capable of doing, that is surviving in an atmosphere of deliberate subversion, endless lies and disinformation, and concerted corporate, political, non-governmental, and lawfare attacks on anybody who dares to speak the truth in the face of the corporate machine, the monstrosity that's attempting to devour us all. Not only have we changed the course of human history in this endeavor, We've survived and will continue to do it long into the future as long as you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, that's not the only reason you should go. You should also go because we have amazing products. Even if you don't even like what we say, you will like how the supplements make you feel. TurboForce Plus is our new upgrade to TurboForce. Instead of coming in packets, it comes in a canister, so you can take just as much or as little as fits you at the time. After all, it is incredibly powerful. I mean, TurboForce was already powerful, as our customers know. TurboForce Plus is even more powerful, so, you know, try not to overdo it. We can get exactly how much you need for 10 hours of energy, just incredible nootropic capabilities within that. It's TurboForce Plus from InfoWars Life, just one of our incredible supplements available now for 25% off this introductory price. And once you're there, you can see all of the other products that are 25% off, 40% off. I mean, just massive discounts, as well as a new t-shirt design. See Alex Jones for a president shirt. Just find out how many InfoWarriors there are around you by wearing that shirt around. See how many thumbs up and high fives you get, because it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. But folks, we would not be here and will not be here without your support. Please do support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll continue to be tomorrow's news today, as that is another sort of issue that we constantly run into. For example, recently one of the biggest, well, we've got a couple examples actually, but one of the biggest stories over the last week or so has been the UN advocating for what amounts to pedophilia, basically saying that it's part of every child's human rights that they be able to be sexually active and that that sexual activity be kept from their parents. They deserve privacy in this. And that's a pretty big deal. It's also something that we've covered ad nauseum over the last several years because it's not new. Maybe it's gotten more attention. Maybe it's been, you know, put more in the public eye recently, but this has been on the books. It's been searchable. It's been, they're on the official UN and UNICEF website forever. So we've covered it a million times. I don't know why people don't know. Like, it's, I don't know what it is. It's like we cover things that are true and real. And even like my personal life, I remember so distinctly the conversation I was overhearing between my wife and her friends early on in the pandemic, when, you know, I'd been telling my wife that, yeah, I came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And she brought that up. But before anybody even knew what coronavirus was, this was before the lockdowns, this was before 15 days to slow the spread. This was like in the first week that the wider public knew about corona. And yet already they had in their minds, that's conspiracy theory. Lab leak, that's conspiracy theory. I won't listen to that. It's like, how could you possibly know? It's this very weird thing. And then, of course, give it 3 years. And then when the Senate report comes out and the FBI report comes out and the Energy Department report comes out, and they all say that the lab leak theory is the most likely one. And the former CDC director says it. And then everybody says it. And then they feel they're allowed to accept this information. This is just like a continual thing for us. We're just like, here's the information, here's what's happening, here's what it is, black and white, here's the official reports, here's the white papers, here's what they're doing, and then we have to just sit and wait for years for everybody else to, like, find it acceptable to think about this stuff. It's very annoying. And one of the, you know, another one, just massive headlines across the board here, FoxNews.com, whistleblower to tell House that the U.S. government is middleman in multi-billion dollar migrant trafficking op. It's like, how many times have we covered this? Savannah Hernandez did the interview with the DPS whistleblower who said this exact thing, gave details, gave his ID and who he worked for, the companies that he worked for, where they were taking the migrants, what the process was. All of this was laid out at least a year ago. We covered it. We pointed it out. You know, there was a clip that went semi-viral about a week ago from Glenn Beck. I've got to be honest, I didn't even watch the video. I just saw the subtitles of it, but it's just been stuck in my head, excuse me, ever since, because he's freaking out. And he's raging and he's going, we're sick of doing the investigations. you know, the mainstream media, the free thinkers, or the alternative media rather, the free thinkers, like, we get the evidence of just the most horrific corruption you can possibly imagine, of the crimes, the highest levels, the most ruthless, gruesome, horrible things. We package it up, we present it, we have all the evidence, all the proof, and just nothing happens. Just nothing happens. Nobody cares, nobody covers it, right? And apparently the American people, like, they have to be told by people in lab coats to care about something, or they can't figure it out for themselves. And of course, I guess if the electorate isn't calling for it, then the politicians don't see any need to do this sort of stuff. Or maybe they think that actually addressing some of these controversies is just a little too hot to handle, a little too spicy for their taste. And so they just don't do it. And it is exhausting. It is infuriating. It is continuous. And I guess that's just our lot in life. Like, we really are just the forward troops on this march. And it's like, but what it's like is being the scouts, running ahead of the army, seeing the enemy has laid traps and ambushes, running back to the army, going, guys, there's traps and ambushes. The people that are in a war and in this army, like, not believing that the enemies are about to attack them, like, just not believing it, going, that's a crazy theory. Ambushing us, the army? No, we'll keep marching. What's setting traps for us? I tell you what, we'll march blindly ahead for a while, and we'll see if you're right or not. And then it's like, they march forward, they hit the traps, the ambush is launched, the troops are devastated, thousands die, they stumble back to the camp, and they go, oh God, we never knew. Well, we couldn't have ever known that was going to happen. And meanwhile, we're up ahead, scouting farther ahead, getting more information, finding it out, bringing it back, and once again being ignored. And it's like, how many times can we do this? How many times is it going to take for people to realize that, like, it's not an accident that we're right about everything? Like, and again, that's the crazy, it's like Scott Adams talking about the shot, the vaccine, and just being like, well, now that all the information is out, it turns out the skeptics were right, but they were just guessing and we were guessing. So, you know, it's not like they were right because they knew things that they were basing their opinion off of evidence. It's just everybody's just guessing and they happen to guess right. We just happen to guess right about the Iraq war, and we just happen to guess right about the Patriot Act, and just happen to guess right about the war in Syria and the war in Ukraine. And the 2020 election and everything. We just happen to be right about all of it. Or, like, maybe just for once, people could just listen to what we're saying, just look at the evidence we're presenting, and then, for the love of God, can we act on it? Can we just act on this stuff? How many times? How many times do we have to go through this? So we'll show you. It's a 5-minute clip, and I'll play it on the other side here, and I'll open up phone calls. We'll play the clip from the HHS whistleblower, Tara Lee Rodas, testifying the government works as a middleman in a massive child trafficking operation. But when we say InfoWars and Tomorrow's News Today, like, we're about to have to go back in time to pay attention to what we've been covering over and over for years.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
And something I really want you to think about, Ultimate Krill Oil. We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top krill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef, where you have the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100. And where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil if you've not had krill oil. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I had the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Get your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away. InfoWarsStore.com. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The American Journal, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. It's the only way we get support. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls throughout the third hour. We'll open up the phone lines in just a moment. Be ready for that. But I want to go to this little bit longer video. I want to play the full thing here. It is a Health and Human Services whistleblower talking about the fact, and it's like, it's weird to even put it into words because of just how horrific it truly is when you think about what's going on here. U.S. government, they say, is the middleman in multi-billion dollar migrant trafficking op. But that sort of undersells it. They are the ones orchestrating, carrying out, acquiring, supplying, and distributing children to criminals. It's beyond description what's happening here. It's like an onion. It's like the deeper you go here, the more layers you pull back. It's just the most fetid, rotten, corrupted thing you can possibly imagine. Like, it would be one thing if they just refused to patrol the borders, which they do, obviously, right? But it's like the one layer is like, well, they've opened up the border for literally millions upon millions of people. I mean, just since Biden's been in office, more, like, greater, a population greater than the biggest cities in America have crossed over the border. equivalent to about the population of New York City itself, has crossed our border illegally and been permitted to stay here. At the same time that you have knowingly, like we've documented it, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Chinese nationals, operatives being sent by their government to cross our border and infiltrate our country at a time that we seem to be driving headlong towards open war with them. Suicidal, suicidal stuff. That's just the very top surface. It's a very top level corruption. Is just not doing the job they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting our border and processing legitimate, real, dire emergency asylum cases, which is what asylum is supposed to be. Then you find out that not only are we allowing it to happen, we're funding it. We're providing maps and instructions for people to engage in the invasion. We're providing them money and cash and phones, facilitating it. And we're spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to house them in five-star hotels around the country. There are hospitals that are going bankrupt in Arizona. People in Arizona, Arizonans, American citizens who can't find hospital beds because the hospitals are so full of foreign nationals taking up hospital room and not paying for it. Like it's, but again, that's just the very beginning. Then you peel it even farther and you find out that this is being orchestrated by the globalist system with the UN engaged in this. Catholic Church engaged in this. The ADL and the SPLC providing lawyers for these people using American taxpayer dollars. And then you find out not only that tens of thousands of children have gone missing as a result of this, and then you find out that the children that have gone missing have been delivered by the United States government into the hands of unknown individuals or just actual criminals. And it's not that they're missing, it's that they've been given to people who just disappear. It is beyond description, but of course we've known this for a while. This is just the latest, and it's finally getting some mainstream attention. Here is HHS whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas testifying that the government is working as a middleman in a massive child trafficking operation.
Good afternoon, Chairman McClintock, Ranking Member DePaul, and distinguished members of the committee. It is an honor to be here. I thank you for the invitation to share my testimony. My goal is to inspire action to safeguard the lives of migrant children, including the staggering 85,000 that are missing. Today, children will work overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, factories, restaurants to pay their debts to smugglers and traffickers. Today, children will be sold for sex. Today, children will call a hotline to report they are being abused, neglected, and trafficked. And we don't know if they're going to get the help they need. For nearly a decade, unaccompanied children have been suffering in the shadows. And I have to confess, I knew nothing about their suffering until 2021 when I volunteered to help the Biden administration with the crisis at the southern border. As part of Operation Artemis, I was deployed to the Pomona Fairplex Emergency Intake Site in California to help HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, reunite children with sponsors in the United States. I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not, it could be argued that the United States government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children. As for me, my interest is the safety of the children. I do not view this as a political issue. I view this as a humanitarian issue. I assure you, my motives are the highest and best. I want the children protected. So I want to tell you some of what I witnessed personally at the Pomona Fairplex. I saw vulnerable indigenous children from Guatemala who speak Mayan dialects and cannot speak Spanish. That means they cannot ask for help in English. They cannot ask for help in Spanish. They become captives of their sponsors. I have sat with case managers as they've cried to tell me the horror of what has happened to children as they make the journey to this country. I saw apartment buildings where 20, 30, and 40 unaccompanied minors have been released. I saw sponsors trying to simultaneously sponsor children from multiple ORR sites at one time. I saw sponsors using multiple addresses to obtain sponsorships of children. And I saw numerous cases of children in debt bondage, and the child knew they had to stay with the sponsor until the debt was paid. Realizing that we were not offering the children the American dream, but instead putting them in modern-day slavery with wicked overlords was a terrible revelation. A terrible revelation. These children are a captive victim population with no access to law enforcement or knowledge of their rights. They are extorted, abused, neglected. And that is why I blew the whistle in 2021. I witnessed firsthand the horrors of child trafficking and exploitation. My life will never be the same after what I saw. But I have hope, because I'm counting on you. It's my hope that you'll take action to end this crisis, to safeguard the lives of most of these vulnerable children. People have asked me, you know, what can be done? What would you suggest? Well, first, I think HHS's number one priority is oversight. They must commit to oversight, transparency, and accountability. If I could wave a magic wand, this, I believe, could be quickly solved by experts in the IG community. There is a Pandemic Analytics Center of Excellence, or the PACE, as we call it. I believe if data analysts at the PACE could look at the data, children could be rescued, criminals could be prosecuted. If the PACE had access to this data, it shows where the children are and who has them. I think also we need to change the culture of speed over safety. Speed is the wrong performance measure when dealing with children. We need to revamp the vetting process of sponsors and have case managers who have investigative backgrounds, data analytics backgrounds, some certified fraud examiners. And I think we need to reimagine a system where the sponsor is the accountable party. Sponsors should be required to report to ORR. And lastly, stop retaliating against whistleblowers. Stop retaliating against the people who are trying to tell the truth to save the children. As it is written, a wise man listens to advice, while a fool continues in his folly, and HHS needs to be wise to care for these children.
Thank you very much.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand, please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Paul Ehrlich, who wrote Population Bomb and was like one of the top global advisors of this plan, he's in 1970 on TV, and he on one of those talk shows for like an hour, and he just describes everything. We're going to make male role models look bad. We're going to show homes without the fathers in them. That's how we're going to depopulate, and we're going to destroy people's attention spans for their good to control them because we have a master plan. We're the elite.
Oh, my kids can't watch any modern cartoons because in almost every single one, the parents are idiots.
Exactly.
Every parent is an idiot, and the kids are talking down to them, and it's totally, wow. That's the whole world in all the cartoons.
Absolutely. Yeah, they try to destroy you first in your imagination. If they could that with what they show you, with what they highlight to you, they could do that to you because you essentially start copying and mimicking it and doing it to yourself, especially if you don't have any kind of spiritual grounding or larger connection to, you know, the earth.
And they anchor you to the false reality with materialism. So if you care about only things and no longer about God, you're their slave because all you need is the money to get the crap you want, or do you think you want.
Absolutely. And again, and then they also, you know, people wake up, so they say, oh, anything is bad. Having anything's bad. No, just don't worship the things. Don't sell off the things. Right. But it's good to have things so that you're independent from them. Their main goal is to get you as poor as possible by only making you care about things, because then you'll sell out your real agency and who you are for them for peanuts. So what we need is wealth based on beauty and culture and empowerment and enlightenment.
Pretty incredible stuff. That was from this weekend. Alex Jones there with Luke Radowski, and I think that was at the Timcast organization. But a lot of truth there. Folks, we're going to take your calls throughout this third hour of American Journal. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Still have a bunch of interesting stuff to talk about here, and actually, if we can bring up this article on a computer, it actually has some video there. I didn't download the video, but we can see it as B-roll. Some good news. Hey, some good news for once. Vigilantes saw off wooden road bollards in Oxford just 10 days after it was installed in the LTN, aka 15-minute city, low-traffic neighborhood. So they put up, they essentially wanted, you know, the 15-minute system instead of just being able to drive from point A to point B. They put up roadblocks on perfectly functional roads to force you to go way around and circumvent your normal traffic habits to save the earth or whatever. And the people in Oxford were asked if they wanted this. They said no. They said you're doing it anyway. Then they held community meetings asking, you know, people for feedback. The feedback they got was universally negative. Nobody wanted this. Nobody was in favor of this. All the people that lived there were strongly against it. And they said, well, yeah, this is globalism. We're doing it anyway. And so they put up these roadblocks, and now the citizens of Oxford are just running them over. And so then they replaced the plastic ones with wooden ones. And now the people of Oxford have cut down and burned the wooden ones. It's going, why are you putting these artificial barriers in my way? I mean, could you ask for a better real world metaphor for globalism? That's just like, the locals don't want it. It's just a useless, pointless impediment to your existence. And it's easily destructible. It's easily avoidable. it's easy to defeat these people if you want to. What they bank on, what they rely on, is you just thinking, ah, it's just not worth the trouble. It's just not worth the trouble. I'll just capitulate. I'll just do what they tell me. I'll just go around. And hopefully if nothing else, hopefully we can just inspire people to fight back against this. Just do whatever you can to fight back against it. They replaced the plastic one with a wooden one, and just 10 days after it was installed, somebody came out with a saw and sawed it off. Of course, that type of activism will be impossible once they get the digital ID and face recognition software installed.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Still a lot to cover in this hour, but we will be taking your phone calls throughout. More videos to show you, more COVID news. Returning to that little mass murder fest in just a moment. Before we go out to calls, should we have a little fun here? Should we just, because hey, when your country has been infiltrated and subverted over the course of several decades by the most ruthless, despicable examples that the human race has to offer, and now occupies the highest office in the land with a zombified willing puppet and on full display for everybody, at least he's got some Mr. Magoo level comedy going on. At least we can watch it like an episode of Mr. Bean and derive, at the very least, a bit of cathartic humor out of all of this. Because old sleepy Joe Biden is lost. He's lost. He's lost and confused. And a dirty old criminal pervert. But at least it's kind of funny sometimes. Let's go to, so Joe Biden has been in, meetings with South Korea, the South Korean president. We also have docked in South Korea right now a nuclear submarine. That's again a symbol and a signal for the rest of the world showing that we are eager to engage in a wholly pointless and destructive war with a power that only exists because of our making, right? I mean, China didn't become China because of China's natural resources. China is what it is now because for the past several decades, the policy of the American government in cooperation and coordination with the desires of the American corporate world have offshored our entire manufacturing class to China and has enriched them beyond their wildest dreams. And now we're going to go to war with them. And now once we did that, now once we've empowered them and once we've militarized them and once we've literally, you know, educated them in our war colleges, it's just crazy. It's just absolutely insane. Now we're going to go to war with them. Okay. Now, hopefully this is less embarrassing than the last nuclear sub kerfuffle with the Biden administration. While I was out, the Biden administration sent a nuclear submarine to the waters of Iran in a show of force, and then the Iranians forced it to surface and then leave their waters. Just tack it up. Just tack it on the board of Biden's embarrassments as the latest humiliation the American nation has received under the purview of this so-called president. And so in addition to sending a sub to project power to the dock of South Korea, Joe Biden was meeting with the president of South Korea at the White House and spent the entire time wandering aimlessly, looking like the confused old man that he is. Let's go to clip number 7 here with Joe Biden having to forcefully be told where to go. And even when told, he doesn't understand what to do when he gets there. Let's watch. Biden and the president of South Korea. Biden, oh, he wants to shake my hand? No. Okay, we're walking this way. Go up the stairs. Okay, should go to the podium. And we're past the podium. Okay, all right. He didn't stop at the podium. He is now standing feet away from the podium. Kind of confused. Great. It's great. Clip number 11, of course, several minutes later. It's time to leave the podium. Once again, Joe Biden, just no idea what's going on. Let's watch. He's done. Song's playing. Do I go that way? Do I go? There's the Easter Bunny. Go ahead. I'll just follow you. I'll just follow you. You go wherever you need to. Let's see where we're going. Going this way now? Okay. All right. Pointing. And on his back. It's just doddering old incompetent. Amazing, isn't it? And he's running for re-election. Where is the Easter Bunny when you need him? Biden needs direct, simple instructions. Like a child. That wasn't as funny as I thought. No, it's more just sad. It's just sad. I mean, you have to laugh because it's theoretically the most powerful man in the world right there. It's not just that he doesn't have a plan for the future. He literally doesn't know where he's going in the next 30 seconds. And he's given cue cards showing him who to call on, what question they're going to ask, and what his answer is. And he's open about it, and he just does it. In fact, we'll go to the beginning of this next clip, clip number 3 here. Because, again, it's like it would be one thing if this was a highly sophisticated, orchestrated, you know, illusion where Joe Biden had all the appearance of somebody who had everything in charge. He's calling out people by name, you know, like Trump would do. Going, okay, how about you? I know you, Jeff from New York Post. What you got for me today, right? And just like, and really it was all scripted and he had all the, but he was an actor and he was good at, you know, making it look authentic and spontaneous. But we're beyond that. There's no need to pretend anymore because everybody understands the game they're playing. The media and the audience is the other half of that cue card, right? They are the other ones who have been provided with scripts for which they are acting out. And, you know, the important thing to understand in all of this is that a corrupt regime cannot exist without a corrupt media. They are codependent in this relationship. Because if we just had the slightest pushback from the media, the entire house of cards would crumble. If the American people were actually instructed to care about the things that mattered, none of their little games would be able to get away with. So again, we're not even going to listen to this guy's response, but I do want to just play the beginning of clip number 3 to where Joe Biden is literally just holding up the cue card and being like, okay, next I'm supposed to call on. I'm not even kidding. Let's watch. He's got the cue card. It's time for questions, okay? Look down.
ABC.
Literally just reading it off the card. He's not even pretending to act.
Campaign. These questions are pretty good too. Your age are legitimate, and your response is always just watch me. But
yeah, we do.
Is watching, and recent polling shows.
And you're wandering around like Mr. Magoo. So, do you really want us watching?
You shouldn't run again.
70% of Democrats don't think you should be running again. All right, let's take it down. Let's go out to your phone calls now. Savox from Seattle, thank you so much for calling in. You have an idea for us. Go ahead, Savox. You're on the air.
Yes, Harrison, I have an idea for a limited edition t-shirt to quote that great caller that said, take your health into your own hands. And then on the bottom, Infowarsstore.com. I don't think I've seen an Infowarsstore.com t-shirt. So take your health into your own hands, Infowarsstore.com.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's good. That's going to be a good advertisement strategy. And well, with Tucker Carlson, yeah, like Alex said, we're forcing these people into the open. They're showing their true colors. A lot of people are gonna say, see, Tucker Carlson is bad, he got fired, the ignorant people. But right, the ones that have a brain, they we know that that's not the case.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And look, firing Tucker Carlson could have been the biggest mistake they ever made. I mean, because we have power. We can support Tucker Carlson, and he can be more successful than Fox News itself if he goes off independently, because we have that power to do that.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand, please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Out to your phone calls now. Please do go support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Even if you don't want the supplements, even if you don't want the great t-shirts or books or DVDs or movies or all of the great gifts, water filters, air filters, all of the amazing products on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, a donation is more than, I mean, more important than you know. And I mentioned it before, one of my favorite podcasts is Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. They used to always end their podcast by saying, you know, if you think that what you heard today is worth a dollar, we'd love to have it. And that's sort of how we feel. We broadcast 10 hours a day. We have full scale crews working behind the scenes continuously. We have our own internet infrastructure, satellite infrastructure, alternative broadcasting methods that we can use. And we are dedicated to this. We are all in. And if you derive any pleasure or information from this, we ask just $1, $5, $10. I mean, I do it all the time where, like, it's weird what you're willing to spend money on and what you're not. I need to buy arrows for my bow, and like I'm like on the internet like, do I really want to spend $25 on that? Like, do I really, I'll just use my old arrows, they're not so bad. Like $25, that's kind of a lot. And then I go to like pick up Chick-fil-A for the family, it's like $35. I'm just like, sure, here you go. Go ahead. And it's like, you know, maybe just instead of spending $15 on lunch, spend $10 on lunch, drink water instead of a soda, and the money you would spend on a soda, donate it to InfoWars. We'd never ask you for money again if everybody did that. If everybody listening just contributed like just a modest amount, we would be through the roof. We'd be through on the moon. Like we'd be set for life. But it takes your, you know, dedicating yourself to that. I know it's not a small thing to spend your hard-earned money, but what better use could your money go to than this desperate attempt to save humanity from the ruthless attack that it's under right now by contributing to InfoWarsStore.com? So again, it doesn't have to be a major purchase. It doesn't have to be a water filter or an air filter. If you need one of those, then we have the best. We just have the best on the market. And, you know, once you have one of these things, you'll wonder how you ever lived without them, right? Once you start filtering your water, somebody will give you sink water at some point. Or you'll go to somebody else's house and have to drink unfiltered water and be like, did I used to drink this? Is this what I used to drink all the time? This is disgusting. Or somebody will unplug the air filter. The air filter has buttons on top that apparently are just the most fun toy in our house, according to my 2-year-old. It's literally baskets full of toys. But his favorite is messing with the buttons on top of the Alexa Pure Breeze. And so whenever he turns it off, like you notice, I walk through and I'm just like, why is it so stale in here? It's like, oh, got to turn the air filter on. So once you get one of these things, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it once you try it. But even if you don't have it in your budget or just don't feel the need to get one of these things, just $1, $5, $10. If everybody did that, we'd never ask you again. And I know people get sick of us asking, but we've got to stay on air. We've got to fight back. We've got to continue to exist without the contributions of billionaires and industrialists who despise us and won't give us money, even if we were soliciting it. And with that, we go out to your phone calls. InfoWarsStore.com is how you go to support us, donate however you want. We really do appreciate it more than you could know. Let's go to Sean in California. Wants to talk about the trial that wrapped yesterday. We're waiting on the jury results of the trial there with Joe Biggs and Enrique Tarrio and some other Proud Boy leaders. Sean in California, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Awesome. Can you hear me good and loud, Harrison?
Oh, yeah. Hear you great. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Hey, and belated welcome back, dude. You're back.
Thank you.
You haven't missed a step.
Well, I've, yeah, I've just been raging silently for the last 2 weeks. Now I get to do it audibly. It's fun.
Well, yes, and part of that fun, you know, is you get to look at these situations that we look at. Now, I've noticed there was something similar to the Rittenhouse case and the Proud Boy case here with J6, and anyone who's kind of a layman can see this. These attorneys are making really lousy defense pleas for the people that are accused of X, Y, and Z. It's almost as if they want them to stay locked up so they can keep having more court cases and collecting more court fees. And supposedly that was happening with Rittenhouse, and he dismissed those attorneys and got himself his attorney you saw on TV. And even that attorney was offering really lousy defense. And I don't know if Norm Pattis is doing the same thing, but it's occurred to me that if I was a half competent attorney, first thing I would argue is for change of venue so these guys can get fair juries. And none of them are arguing to change the venue where those trials are held, which tells me they're kind of, you know, phoning it in, as they say in wrestling. So I had that to point out. And Harrison, how familiar are you with the name Red Beckman? Because Alex has been talking about it for the past couple days.
I'm not familiar.
Okay. REDBECKMAN.com. RedBeckman.com. His family has kept his training on the grand jury up on a website. The videos aren't in order, and they are like from the 90s or 80s, so they're kind of grainy. But he educates people on the proper function of the grand jury as the fourth branch of government under a national assembly, which, you know, I've been telling you is a fifth branch of government and so on, which blows people's minds. But the thing is, if you don't know that that grand jury is more powerful than a judge, yeah, you're going to sit there in D.C. and be like, yes, Mr. Judge, I agree. The Proud Boys did X, Y, and Z, and this is important. The judge has the power that no matter how accurate your paperwork or your evidence is, the judge can pretend he doesn't see it and you don't have any evidence in the courtroom. That's how powerful they are at calling the shots. So the jury has the option with jury nullification and other different processes. They can nix that judge abusing their power. And I wouldn't be surprised if Norm Pattis and all these other celebrity lawyers, if they're not educating the jury or at least educating their clients, that those things can happen so their rights can be preserved.
So what I think that's interesting. I'll have to look into that. I can't really comment on that right now, but I'm interested in your comments about the Proud Boys trial. What in particular, other than the change of venue, because, again, I really haven't been following the individual details. I imagine they tried to get a change of venue, but I mean, I just sort of have the foregone conclusion that, like, anything that will help the defendants is going to get struck down. It's not going to be allowed. And, I mean, it really just frustrates me to try to watch the procedure go on in the same way that frustrated me watching the InfoWars trials go on and just seeing, like, these arbitrary decisions being made that I disagreed with. And yet, you know, the person in the robe gets to dictate these things. What in particular, we only have 30 seconds left, but would be your complaints about what's going on with the Proud Boys trial?
Well, we haven't seen whether or not Norm has filed writs of mandamus, writs of certiorari, et cetera. There are writs out there that are powerful tools that the people can have or they can petition to literally produce evidence that my client did what he's accused of. In other words, like accused Shaman on video, let's see the video. And remember, Tucker has that stuff, so there is a ring of hope. And that's what really, I think, scared Fox away from Tucker, is that Tucker can still reveal all the J6 lies if he's willing to do it.
Man, that would be amazing. I mean, if that was the first thing that he came out with, if he partnered with, I don't know, some sort of, if only there was some sort of broadcasting company that had its own alternative infrastructure that he could come to, where could he go?
But first, nobody rides for free. We can't stay on air. We can't pay for the massive servers. We can't pay for all the software and all the infrastructure and the satellite uplinks without your support.
And I want to hire more reporters. I want to send them around the country and the world again. I don't want to just stay on air, which we've stabilized or able to do right now. I want to be able to expand. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. I want to thank you for your prayers, your word of mouth. It's an information war. And I want to encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the very best products. Turbo Force Plus is new and improved, even better. 10 hours of energy, Turbo Force Plus, now in a canister, stronger and even more product. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for over 2 years. So it's good to get the ingredients. We got it reformulated, even better. InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out right now the first run of Diet Force. A bunch of natural compounds help you lose weight. Naturally, it's so easy. Diet Force, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most powerful that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls again momentarily. There's another... Well, there's actually a couple stories that we need to cover. A video I need to show you. This is going totally unreported across the internet. In fact, searching the exact designation of this bill, it's a Minnesota bill, you get zero results from any news organization covering this. The only results that you get are the official government, you know, posting of the minutes of the discussion of this bill. But in Minnesota, they are attempting to pass a hate speech bill that will criminalize free speech. I mean, just discussion of topics that people deem to be hateful. And right, this is the word of the day is hate here. How you determine what is hateful or not is completely arbitrary, totally dependent on political position, has nothing to do with hate. They are not obligated to prove that your sentiments are born from hate. It's just, if they don't want you talking about it, it's hate. It's hate at that point. Let's go now to clip number 12. Minnesota Democrats want to create a database to track the speech of Minnesotans, speech that they deem to be hateful for, again, arbitrary and largely incorrect reasons. Listen to first the question by the Republican and then the response by the Democrat. Let's watch.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and Representative Vang. If a Minnesotan writes an article claiming or arguing that COVID-19 is a Chinese bioweapon that leaked from a lab in Wuhan, and someone reports that article to the Department of Human Rights, is that something that the Department of Human Rights should put in their bias registry under your bill?
Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Representative Niska, you know, not all incidents are considered, I guess, violent or criminal, as I said before. And so this clearly, if with the rhetoric that we have seen since the pandemic and regarding accusing Asians of bringing in the coronavirus, that is bias motivated. And so that can be considered a bias incident.
So let's pause it right there. Let's pause it and we'll go back. Just to recap what you just heard. The exchange you just heard on the floor of the Minnesota legislature, he asked, if somebody writes an article talking about the fact, at this point, widely acknowledged by everybody from the former CDC to the FBI to the State Department to the Senate Investigation Committee that's looking into this to the Energy Department, they also agree that coronavirus came from China and likely came from the Wuhan lab and was likely the result of gain-of-function research taking place there. Now, if you write an article saying that, then the Democrats will just impose upon that and project upon that that you are somehow motivated by bias against Asian people. You are therefore hateful, and you will therefore go into their hate speech registry as a criminal. Okay, just to clarify what you just heard, not that it needed it, because it was pretty black and white. If you say that the coronavirus came from China, which it did, that is hate speech. You will be on the official registry. They are criminalizing that speech because they are projecting and assuming and arbitrarily assigning hate as a motivation for you telling the truth. Let's go back to that video.
Representative Niska.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I think I heard yes to that, which is very troubling to me, that someone making a factual argument along those lines, I think is something that's within political discourse would be included in the Department of Human Rights database. Let me ask you another question, though, if Representative Vang would yield.
She will yield. Representative Niska.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and Representative Vang. If a Minnesotan is wearing a t-shirt that says I love J.K. Rowling and someone sees that and reports them to the Minnesota Department of Human Rights as an example of gender identity or gender expression bias, is that something that the Minnesota Department of Human Rights should put in this bias database?
Representative Vang.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and Representative Niska. I think this question will best be answered by the lawyers. I'm not a lawyer myself. I think in the language of the provision, we have looked at the language to make sure that a substantial part of any incident has to be relating to bias and hate and is motivated. And so I will, I'm not going to say a yes or no to that question. It is really up to the those investigating to decide whether there is substantive.
So making the factual claim that coronavirus came from China, we'll get you on the list. She was pretty certain about that. The answer was yes. When it comes to whether wearing a shirt that says, I love J.K. Rowling, qualifies as hate and could therefore be considered illegal speech and put you on a list, then well, they're a little bit unsure. Is loving J.K. Rowling illegal? We'll have to leave that up to the lawyers to decide. The fact that we're even having this discussion represents a cataclysmic downfall as a country of our conception of what is free speech, what is free thought, and the pernicious influence of claims of hate against groups of protected peoples. That is, of course, everybody except for straight white Christian men. Just everybody else. You could list out all the other people, but it's easier just to say who it doesn't protect, which is me. And likely you. So, there's that. Right? China released the coronavirus. Oh. Well, we assume that you're saying that because you hate Asian people. You're now on the hate list. I think creating a hate list is born out of a hate for this country. I think you have to really hate the Bill of Rights and really hate the Constitution of the United States to even debate a bill like that. It's not only been debated, it's been debated, reformed, and has now passed the Minnesota House. The designation of that bill is SF-2909. I believe we can pull up that image again. Yeah, 2909. So search SF-2909. It did look like Fox News had a story about that, but yet another thing that should be on the forefront of our attention. In addition to this, another hate speech law is being passed by another state government, this time Ron DeSantis, who has taken the step to travel to Israel to sign an anti-Semitism hate speech law. Florida Senate passes harshest hate crime bill in America to, quote, combat anti-Semitism. That's right, Ron DeSantis, a champion of free speech, unless it's against Jews. Unless you like just don't like something that a Jewish person is doing, in which case it's a hate crime now, and he's just passed the harshest bill in existence. And do we know how these things are used? It's not about anti-Semitism. It's about using anti-Semitism as a club to silence anybody objecting to things like, I don't know, foreign billionaires pouring millions upon millions of dollars to destroy our system of law and order in this country, a la George Soros. That's to criticize that individual, who is a literal Nazi collaborator, is anti-Semitism and will be shut down. And he signed this bill in Israel just to make it clear that he is America second. Just completely and totally absurd. And not the first time he's done this, by the way. From back in 2019, with DeSantis poised to sign anti-Semitism bill in Israel, free speech advocacy groups ask for a veto, saying this is ridiculous. You can't sign an anti-free speech bill. And he was also sued over the visit to Israel itself, as the Constitution of Florida expressly prohibits government activities taking place outside of Florida and in places where the media can't have oversight over what's going on. He's actually sued by a Jewish group for traveling to Israel to sign a bill. He did that in 2019. He's doing it now again. So, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. And something I really want you to think about, Ultimate Krill Oil.
We have to really look and work with top companies that are already some of the top krill producers to get their highest quality. This is beyond the grade A. It's kind of like beef where you have the different ratings. Well, this was beef. It's that super rated beef that you get at the steakhouses, you know, where the steak's $100 and where if it was just regular grade, it'd be $20. These babies, this is the highest grade of krill that you're going to find. This, ladies and gentlemen, is insane. So you need to get krill oil if you've not had krill oil. And if you take two of these before you go to bed at night, almost everybody calls in and says, my gosh, I had the most fantastic dreams ever. Your brain loves this stuff, and it funds the InfoWar, waking up other people's brains. Get your ultimate krill oil now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get your 1776 testosterone boost. It'll blow you away. InfoWarsStore.com.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Right, folks, we'll go out to your phone calls. I've seen on Twitter that this Ron DeSantis signing this bill is getting a lot of attention, which is good, getting more attention than when he did it in 2019. If you litter and your litter is anti-Semitic, you can spend 5 years in prison now. That's the law. Say there is no First Amendment right to conduct. Jewish Florida State Representative Randy Fine told the media earlier this year when promoting the bill, if you graffiti a building, it's a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony and you'll spend 5 years in prison. Who gets to decide if it's hate? Well, they do, obviously. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony and you will spend 5 years in jail. This, of course, is being discussed as an appeal by Ron DeSantis. Look at that. This image is anti-Semitic to me. I think Ron DeSantis really doing a lot to perpetuate some anti-Semitic tropes out there about Jews controlling American politics. When you go to Israel to sign an anti-free speech bill as the governor of an American state, I think you're motivated by hate. I think you're motivated by hate. I think that's a hate crime. this bill was put forward by the GOP to silence the Goyim Defense League, who are, of course, the people that we've had to disavow because they try to insinuate, they tell people that they're associated with us. And we've always vehemently denied that for the exact purpose, exact reason of they are hateful idiots whose tactics backfire tremendously, as they just have. You complete morons. It's just insane. 5 years in jail for littering, if the litter that you drop is anti-Semitic. If you litter or graffiti with hate in your heart. These people aren't American. Not American. Again, it's like, quote, if we do nothing, we're going to have 1933's Nazi Germany all over again, Caruso said. My God, can you imagine? Can you imagine living in a country like Nazi Germany where they control what you can say and what you can think, where just the simple act of disagreeing with the ruling power, they'll send you to jail or send you to a work camp for years? Can you imagine living in a place like that? Because you're literally creating it with the bills you're passing right now. Again, I'm less offended by Nazi rhetoric or Nazi what symbols than I am by the Nazi activity of the people currently in charge. Just wild. Wild, wild stuff. So, you know, InfoWars is right again about old Ronnie boy. Old Ron, America second DeSantis. Zionist Hero Award. All right, let's go out to your phone calls. Dino in Chicago says the elite know. Thanks for calling in, Dino. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, man? Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the new baby, yeah. This is interesting with this whole Ron DeSantis thing. I want to talk about something else about the immortality thing you had at your dinner discussion. All these people are seeking immortality because they're afraid to face the judgment. You know, the Bible says that it's appointed for us to die once and then the judgment. They want to seek immortality here to download their conscience there and to try and live forever. Kind of like from that one song. Remember, it was Johnny Cash that did it. It was Hurt. You know, I hurt myself today. And then part of the verse says you could have it all, this empire of dirt. And this is kind of like how Satan tempted Christ with all these kingdoms. You know, it's Satan giving you these kingdoms. Or not you, but, you know, these people,
sure,
all this wealth, but it's going to collect rust, and it's going to fall apart, and it's going to be worthless. This is not godly. This is all satanic. And then in terms of justice, you had mentioned, what is justice? There were people rioting in the streets when, you know, a child of color died, but they weren't rioting in the streets when a quote-unquote white person died. You know, like, I think it's totally wrong for any of us to try and go and take vengeance out. I mean, the vengeance isn't ours. It's the Lord.
Yeah.
So as far as what is justice, I mean, that was kind of Plato's Republic, you know.
Exactly.
What is justice?
You got to get back to the basics, because these kids are walking around demanding justice. It's like, our justice system is pretty good still. Like, what's going to happen is the guy who killed the person is going to get arrested, just in case, like, without even knowing anything. You killed the guy, you're going to get arrested, then you're going to be able to present your evidence, and the state's going to present their evidence, and then a jury of hopefully unbiased people will listen to both sides and then determine what the truth is. Like, there's a reason we have that system. These people, before any of that system has had even a chance to operate, they've already decided what they think the outcome should be and are demanding it. I mean, they don't want justice. They want vengeance. They want retribution. They want some, you know, reward for you know, being idiots. It's completely insane. Very good call, Dino.
What if you identify as a just person? How do they handle that conundrum? What are they going to do then? What's the matter with these guys, man?
I now identify as justice. I'll be surgically removing my eyes. Yeah. No, great call, Dino. That was very interesting. I do want to get some more here. Let's go to Jerry in Pennsylvania, who's about to violate the law in Florida, perhaps. Jerry from Pennsylvania, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a million thoughts going since I've been on hold, but just from your conversation. But my call was about George Soros. When you brought up the Glenn Beck clip that you watched, you know, everybody investigates, they get to the point where it's 100% known that certain people are in charge of violations and crimes. I mean, everyone knows George Soros is behind the Black Lives Matter. He funds it. And I mean, everyone. And I stopped watching Fox News way before Tucker. I did watch Tucker occasionally. But I don't know if anyone out there remembers when Newt Gingrich, he came on Harris Faulkner's show. And he brought up George Soros and said, you know, if we want to eliminate and stop things, we need to confront George Soros. And Harris Faulkner said, hey, but we can't talk about George Soros on this network. And then they were talking about possibly banning Newt from Fox and accusing him of what you just started talking about, anti-Semitism. That guy is not anti-Semitic. I mean, this country's gone mad. If somebody's Jewish and they're a criminal, I mean, I don't care if you're red, white, blue, black, brown, Irish like me. If I do something wrong, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm Irish. I was one of the ones persecuted. You know, we were one of the first slaves. I want reparations. You know,
yeah, yeah. Anything I do that's bad that makes you mad is really because you hate my group of people, and now my group of people needs to vociferously defend me, the criminal, for doing that. Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
I mean, it's the same thing
about the hate speech law we just covered in Minnesota, right? Oh, yeah. Chinese people did something. Well, you must hate Asians. You're the truth that you're telling is inspired by your hate for Asian people. I don't know how they keep getting away with it. I don't know how people keep falling for this, especially since it's obviously a tactic of the Democrats at this point. I can't remember what the example was, happened a few days ago, where it was questioning of one of the appointment for labor secretary, I think, and the woman had never actually like held a job and never been the boss of anybody, and she wants to be the labor secretary. I think that's what it was. And she's an Asian woman. So it's just like, and so the Republicans are just like questioning her, and she has no idea what she's talking about. She's totally unqualified. And of course the response from the Democrats is like, you just hate Asian people, which is again kind of hilarious, because my entire life there's never been like Asian racism. I don't understand. There's like a stereotype that Asians are like bad drivers, I guess. I like, that's the worst thing I can possibly think. Like, it doesn't exist. It's weird. So they're like, not only are they claiming things are hateful to groups of people, they're like making up a history of racism against people that there really has never been. I don't know. It just makes no sense. But the tactic now is so obvious. It's so overt, where it's just like, appoint a minority, then claim all criticisms of that minority are because of hate against that minority group. And it's just like, we have to spend time debating this? We have to actually like address these things? Or can we just roll our eyes and can everybody acknowledge, everybody out there, every single American citizen can go, oh, this is what the Democrats are doing this again, are they? We'll ignore them now. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be something?
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.